Welcome to the second hour's reading of the Midland Reporter-Telegram and the Odessa American. You can hear this program on Recording Library of West Texas Radio and on demand at recordinglibrary.org.
Nacero switches to airplane fuel. Houston company temporarily abandons clean gasoline plan. Considering Congress's approval of the Inflation Reduction Act last year, with its emphasis on non-polluting jet fuel and aviation fuel, Nacero Incorporated has switched gears from using natural gas to make clean gasoline to powering airplanes from the same source. Nacero Chief Operating Officer Hal Belknight said from Houston Monday that the $7 billion to $10 billion plant will still be at the oil-filled ghost town of Pinwell, 15 miles west of Odessa off I-20. Belknight said there were two reasons for the change. Number one, we did a market survey and clean gasoline wasn't on anybody's radar, he said. Number two, the IRA bill provides incentives for hydrogen vehicles, electric vehicles, and low-carbon or sustainable jet fuel and aviation fuel. Incentives increase the profitability of your project. Asked if his company had been having trouble getting the necessary financing to make clean gasoline, Belknight said, no, it was a business decision. The model has improved by making this switch, Belknight said. The project will still require 3,500 construction workers who will be hired from throughout Texas and New Mexico. He said Nacero has bought a section of land on 640 acres at Pinwell and has options on three more sections. Belknight said his company has not entirely given up on its clean gasoline plan and may return to it at some point in the future, and that it has developed the technology to manufacture that, as well as low-carbon jet fuel and aviation fuel. He said the plan is to build six trains or sets of equipment to produce the fuel and to power the plant with renewable energy. Under the contract it signed last year with NextEra Energy Resources of Juno Beach, Florida, which has more than 20 wind and solar farms throughout the state. Belknight said the clean permit that was issued last year by the Texas Commission on Environmental Quality will remain applicable. Nacero Community Relations Director Wesley Burnett of Odessa said Monday that the plant will need 1 billion cubic feet of natural gas per day. Acknowledging that the proposal has been met with local skepticism because the past year's clean coal gasification project of Futuregen and Summit Power didn't pan out, Burnett said. We have had to overcome some of that because of those particular projects, and we will get started with the construction as soon as we can. We want this for Ector County and Odessa and for all of Texas and the nation. Burnett said the clean gasoline plan was to make 100,000 barrels a day, but the production of clean jet fuel and aviation fuel here will be less than that. It will be a significant part of the market, he said. Burnett said the project's sizable funding will be a combination of federal money and commercial sources. We will have a lot of private equity in this project, he said. A big focus on our government and the airline industry is to get this going, and we know how to do that. Quick hits. ABCDs of Medicare. Michelle Retirement Solutions, LLC, has scheduled a free Medicare class at 2:30 p.m. today at the Odessa Chamber of Commerce, 700 North Grant Avenue. Learning the ABCDs of Medicare without any advertising, sales, or mention of company names. Visit tinyurl.com/452672PU. Neighborhood Watch Meeting, CRAZE Training. The Odessa Police Department, 205 North Grant Avenue, has scheduled a Neighborhood Watch Meeting on CRAZE Training at 7 p.m. today in the OPD classroom. The Civilian Response to an Active Shooter Event Training will provide groups, businesses, and churches more knowledge on how to prepare for an active shooter situation. Visit tinyurl.com/48T2ZZ5T. Chester Gregory, live on stage Permian Basin, will present a tribute to Jackie Wilson by Chester Gregory today at the Wagner Noel Performing Arts Center, 1310 FM 1788. The doors open at 6:30 p.m. and the event starts at 7:30 p.m. Visit tinyurl.com/NJTTWT2P. Cotillion. The 27th annual Odessa Cotillion is currently taking registrations. Classes will take place through February 28th at the Odessa Country Club, 1 Fairway Drive. This program, directed by John D. Williams Cotillions, consists of social skills education for 4th through 7th grade students. Registration is required. Space is limited. Register at tinyurl.com/BDDZEAX9. Citizen of the Year Luncheon. The Odessa Chamber of Commerce has scheduled the Citizen of the Year Award to David D. Jury at 11:30 a.m. February 2nd at the Odessa Marriott Hotel and Conference Center, 305 East 5th Street. Tickets start at $100. Visit tinyurl.com/3x24EDH3. 30th Anniversary Celebration. Harmony Home Children's Advocacy Center has scheduled the 30th Annual Celebration from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. February 2nd at the MCM Elegante, 5200 East University Boulevard. Dinner will be provided. Email Nidia Soriano at nidia@hhcac.org or visit tinyurl.com/36USAAB7. Centers encourages everyone to support mental health in 2023. Centers for Children and Families started a very long and important journey in 1957. We were one of the original nonprofit organizations and mental health service providers in the Permian Basin. The initial goal was to help children and families find access to mental health care regardless of their ability to pay for services. 66 years later, our organization has grown to provide clinical counseling for everyone. The man who retired from a military career, transitioning from hero to civilian life, he and his family receive free services at centers. The young woman struggling to finish her degree while working a full-time job, she is able to afford counseling at centers. The 30-something engineer who was relocated to a new and unfamiliar place in West Texas. Centers is helping him walk through the life skills of combating loneliness and adjusting to new surroundings. The person struggling through a terminal diagnosis, Centers is here to provide the tools to cope with this trauma. Children and families, of course, are still part of the equation. Marriages, divorces, co-parenting, family sessions. Centers therapists are here to encourage unity and compromise. Children struggling with school after COVID shutdowns, teens trying to navigate their way through self-discovery and the pressures of today's modern world. Centers is here to help our children heal and develop skills that help them to self-regulate their emotions and behavior. Centers, like mental health, is for everyone. As we venture into a new year with new goals and fresh hopes, we encourage everyone to join Centers in the mission of mental health wellness in our community. Our changing world has incited an even greater need for the services provided by Centers. 1 in 5 Americans live with a mental health condition. Whether or not we experience a diagnosable ailment, every human being has mental health. If you injure your leg and struggle with walking, you go to the doctor, Christy Edwards, LPC, and executive director explains about the parallels of mental and physical health. When the doctor tells you that there's a broken bone, there is a plan of action, surgery, casting, etc. Often when people experience trauma, they suffer in silence. Mental health and physical health should be equally important. Visit centerstx.org. New juvenile center ready to go out for bid. For the second time in about 6 months, the new Ector County Juvenile Justice Center is preparing to accept competitive sealed bids. The Ector County Commissioner's Court is scheduled to consider, discuss, and take any necessary action in regards to the competitive sealed proposal specifications on the construction of the Juvenile Justice Center. This agenda item and others will be heard at 10 a.m. Tuesday at the Ector County Administration Building Annex, located in room 120 at 1010 East 8th Street in Odessa. We aren't taking a motion to accept anybody's proposal or anything like that, Ector County Judge Dustin Fawcett said. This is to put it back out. Ector County Purchasing Agent Lucy Soto said on Monday morning the competitive bidding window would be about 8 weeks. She said the bidding would open January 24th and be due back on March 21st. The Juvenile Justice Center, which was okayed through a $25 million in certificates of obligation, will be a 32-bed facility. The county received zero bids on its first attempt at a 64-bed facility that included areas planned for post-adjudication. The proposed facility would have four separate pods that can house 8 kids each. The proposed facility would be nearly 49,000 square feet. There would also be a separate area for probation, as well as keeping kids who are coming into the facility away from those leaving the facility. The court is also scheduled to speak about a lease agreement between the county and U.S. Congressman August Pfluger's office. Fawcett said on Monday morning that Pfluger's Odessa office, which is currently located in a City of Odessa building at 119 West 4th Street, Suite 115, would move to the Ector County Annex building. Fawcett said Monica Gonzalez Maudlin is currently working out of the Odessa Regional Office, and he believes the space at the Annex would allow her to better serve constituents. This is just the agreement, and here in a few months, when we get everything lined up for him, we will probably have a little ribbon cutting over there, Fawcett said. The court will also address 5-year contracts with the Odessa Jackalopes and with Jack Shack Entertainment Concessions Organization. On June 28th, the court approved a 1-year between the county and the Jackalopes. The Jackalopes are currently 17, 16, 0, and 1 on the season and won back-to-back over the weekend against the Shreveport Mudbugs. The court will also consider, discuss, and take any necessary action on the MHRC Lot 35, Block 38, Pleasant Farms Subdivision, replat of 4th Filing Precinct 4, and authorize the county judge to sign all documents associated with this agenda item. Consider, discuss, and take any necessary action on a replat of Lot 8, less the north 337.46 feet, Block 11, Pleasant Farms Subdivision A, subdivision of 2.33 acres, in Section 48, Black 43, T3S, County Precinct 4, and authorize the county judge to sign all documents associated with this agenda item. Consider, discuss, and take any necessary action on a replat of Track 6, save and accept the north 4 acres of Track 6 Belmont Acres A, subdivision of 18 acres of land situated in Section 1, Block 44, T25, Precinct 1, and authorize the county judge to sign all documents associated with this agenda item. Consider, discuss, and take any necessary action to approve a cellular phone and monthly service for the Justice of the Peace Precinct 3. Consider, discuss, and take any necessary action in regards to the sole source list. Consider, discuss, and take any necessary action regarding specifications on request for qualifications for engineering services for the Greater Gardendale Water Supply Corporation, GGW WDSC, Water Distribution Project, and authorize the county judge to sign all documents associated with this agenda item. Consider, discuss, and take any necessary action in regards to the proposal, specifications on extermination of mesquites, and authorize the county judge to sign all documents associated with this agenda item. Consider, discuss, and take any necessary action to declare surplus and approve the sale of auction of assets and other items listed in the documents associated with this agenda item. Consider, discuss, and take any necessary action to approve a resolution in support of hosting the 96th Annual County Judges and Commissioners Association Conference in April 22nd through 25th, 2025, to pledge $10,000 in support of hosting the conference, and to authorize the county judge, county clerk, and county commissioners to sign all documents associated with this agenda item. Consider, discuss, and take any necessary action to appoint Judge Dustin Fawcett to the Policy Board for the Permian Basin Metropolitan Planning Organization. Consider, discuss, and take any necessary action to approve a resolution appointing Mark Gardner, Precinct 1, to the Policy Board of the Permian Basin Metropolitan Planning Organization, and authorize the county judge, county clerk, and county commissioners to sign all documents associated with this agenda item. Consider, discuss, and take any necessary action to appoint Fawcett to the MOTRAN Board, Midland-Odessa Transportation Alliance, Incorporated. Consider, discuss, and take any necessary action to appoint Fawcett to the Odessa Partnership Board. Consider, discuss, and take any necessary action to approve an inter-local cooperation contract authorized by Texas Government Code, Chapter 791, and Texas Local Government Code, Chapter 262, with Presidio County to receive planning and needs assessment services from the Texas Department of Agriculture through the Colonia Fund Planning and Needs Assessment Program. Consider, discuss, and take any necessary action to approve a line item transfer to General Fund Library Professional Dues Fees 001-690-5302 from New Books, 001-690-5201 for $740, and authorize the county judge and county clerk to sign all documents associated with this agenda item. Consider, discuss, and take any necessary action to approve a line item transfer to General Fund Justice of the Peace Precinct 1 Professional Dues and Fees 001-201-5302 from Office Supplies 001-201-5171 for $10, and authorize the county judge and county clerk to sign all documents associated with this agenda item. Consider, discuss, and take any necessary action to approve a line item transfer to Self-Funded Liability Insurance Fund Public Officials Liability 032-960-5366 from County Legal Fees 032-960-5334 for $466, and authorize the county judge and county clerk to sign all documents associated with this agenda item. Consider, discuss, and take any necessary action to receive a presentation from Jennifer Edwards at Johnson Controls, Incorporated, regarding Year 1 Measurement and Verification Services. Consider, discuss, and take any necessary action regarding the cancellation of the measurement and verification services from Johnson Controls included under the performance contract, and to make that cancellation retroactive effective November 1st, 2022, and authorize the county judge to sign all documents associated with this agenda item. Consider, discuss, and take any necessary action to approve a budget amendment to General Fund Justice of the Peace Precinct 3 Departmental Furniture and Equipment 001-203-5199 from unreserved fund balance, $001-3310 for $2,000, and authorize the county judge and county clerk to sign all documents associated with this agenda item. Consider, discuss, and take any necessary action to approve a budget amendment to General Fund Library Libraries Supplies 001-6905185 and to donated revenues 001417I for $15,000 and authorize the county judge and county clerk to sign all documents associated with this agenda item. Consider, discuss, and take any necessary action to approve a budget amendment to the Coliseum Capital Improvement Fund. Contract Services 043-8605309 from Unreserved Fund Balance 043-3310 for $240,000 and authorize the county judge and county clerk to sign all documents associated with this agenda item. Consider, discuss, and take any necessary action to approve a budget amendment to Sales Tax Fund, Animal Control, Animal Supplies and Expenses, 005-361-5198, and to donated revenues, 005-417, for $1,751, and authorize the county judge and county clerk to sign all documents associated with this agenda item. Consider, discuss, and take any necessary action to approve a budget amendment to General Fund Non-Departmental Health and Welfare Indigent Burials 001520-5396 from Unreserved Fund Balance 001-3310 for $15,000 and authorize the county judge and county clerk to sign all documents associated with this agenda item. Consider, discuss, and take any necessary action to approve a budget amendment to General Fund County Judge Office Supplies 001-010-5171 for $500 to Educational Travel 001-010-5161 for $3,100 from Unreserved Fund Balance for $3,600 and authorize the County Judge and County Clerk to sign all documents associated with this agenda item. Consider, discuss, and take any necessary action to approve the Accounts Payable Fund Requirements Report for January 24, 2023, and review county financial statements and reports. CRACE training this week. We are 3 weeks into 2023, and already there have been 36 instances in which at least 4 people have been injured or killed in the United States, according to the Gun Violence Archive, a nonprofit online archive of gun violence incidents. The Odessa Police Department is doing what it can to help residents improve their chances of surviving such tragedies with its free civilian response to active shooter event classes. Since 2017, a handful of specially trained and certified OPD officers have been teaching the class at churches, schools, businesses, and neighborhood watch meetings, and it's been steadily growing in popularity, said OPD Corporal Steve LeSueur. It's designed to provide strategies on how to survive an active shooter event. It gives the public several different options on what to do, for example, run, hide, or fight. Each class is somewhat different based on the location, he said. For example, churches, they want to know how they can improve the overall security of their church. Sometimes it might just be an individual who wants to be safe. They want to know what to do if they're in public and there's an active shooter, whether it's at a large shopping center or the park, just whatever, they want to know what to do, LeSueur said. The class is geared toward people who aren't armed, but for those who do carry weapons, LeSueur said, they are reminded that they are responsible for every bullet they use. In other words, they must make every effort to make sure they know for sure who the bad guy is and to be careful not to hurt any bystanders, he said. In December 2019, a former reserve deputy sheriff shot and killed a gunman after the gunman killed two churchgoers during services in the Fort Worth suburb of White Settlement. In some situations, you're more likely to be hit from another bystander that's armed as opposed to the actual shooter, the actual threat, LeSueur said. If you are armed, we recommend that you are trained properly. The training doesn't advocate for running, hiding, or fighting, LeSueur said. We don't really necessarily say one is better than the other because everyone's different, he said. One of those might be better for you, and there might be one that's better for me. It just depends on every situation. It's different as well. The number of requests for the class tend to ebb and flow depending on current events, LeSueur said. They saw an uptick after the tragedy in Uvalde, for example. It's really good training because it really makes people think outside the box, including us. Seems like there's something I learn every time I teach it, and I learn it from other people that have ideas, LeSueur said. Every time we teach it, they almost always say, oh, thank you so much, we learned a lot of new things. There's things that we didn't know. It'll make you think about things you wouldn't normally think about. Many times participants also decide to take advantage of another free OPD service, LeSueur said. LeSueur will come out to neighborhoods, schools, shopping centers, convenience stores, churches, homes, apartments, and other businesses to do threat assessment. I might recommend they try to improve their lighting a little bit more, install some LED lights. Maybe you should trim your bushes along the front of your business because that's an easy target for criminals to come and hide, LeSueur said. It could be a landscaping issue. It could be a lighting issue. It could be cameras. He also talks about the importance of keeping an inventory of valuables, the need to run criminal background checks on potential tenants, and the wisdom in hiring courtesy officers. There's a website, https://reportit.leadsonline.com, that allows folks to securely store serial numbers, item descriptions, pictures, and scans of receipts so you have them in the event of a theft or loss, LeSueur said. We've done security assessments for an apartment complex where they're experiencing a rash of auto burglaries. Sometimes they just had a homicide there. Sometimes it could be because they see us constantly responding and they don't know what the problems are because it's a drug issue, domestic issues, loud parties. Regardless, we have and advice that can always help. First round of Apply Midland closes Friday. Nearly 6,000 families have already submitted applications so far during the first round of MISD's Apply Midland application window, a press release detailed. The deadline for the first round is Friday. Apply Midland is the online application portal that parents can access via computer or mobile device at MidlandISD.net/apply. At Apply Midland, families can use the School Finder feature to gather information about every MISD campus, apply for schools of choice, submit an intent to return form, request a transfer, apply for pre-K programs, including the Pre-K Academy at MC starting in April, enrollment for schools via Skyward in April. Parents can apply for schools of choice, including Sam Houston Collegiate Prep Elementary, Ben Milam International Academy, Dual Language Elementary School, Early College High School, our magnet campuses, and several others. Those wishing to return to the same campus next fall must complete an intent to return form by January 27th to guarantee readmittance. Note, the deadline for GT Gifted and Talented Programs has passed. Once all applications have been received, a lottery system will select from the applicant pool and automatically inform parents when school assignments have been made. Families will receive offers from schools in March. We are now in our third year of a fully online application process, and each year we find new ways to make the process more user-friendly and stress-free for parents. Student Services Executive Director Jill McCall, who oversees the process, stated in the press release, "The many options available to our students ensure families that no matter where they live in the city, they can get a quality education at a high-achieving school. Following the release of initial offers, families who apply during the second application window will receive offers on a rolling basis. For additional information and access to the application, please visit MidlandISD.net/apply or email applymidland@midlandisd.net. Do I have to give up tennis and golf? Dear Dr. Roach, I am a 68-year-old male diagnosed with a 4.9 ascending thoracic aortic root aneurysm. I take metoprolol, valsartan, and aspirin and rosuvastatin. The medical system treating me is excellent, Cleveland Clinic, yet I have found published material from them that is conflicting. Some doctors say singles tennis and golf is fine, while others note an increased chance of rupture due to the rapid trunk rotation involved in these two sports. I certainly do not want to cause dissection, and I'm fine giving up these two sports if advisable. However, I do not want to give up anything prematurely at my age. D.W. Answer. The doctors at the Cleveland Clinic are among the best in the world, and you should listen to their counsel. But in general, the type of exercises that put people with ascending thoracic aneurysms most at risk are those that involve increasing pressure inside the body, such as heavy lifting, and those that involve contact. Rapid trunk rotation is less of a concern in the type of aneurysm you have. You are on the medicines that are best shown to help, and normally surgery is recommended at a level of 5.5 centimeters, but your doctor may adjust that based on additional characteristics of your anatomy.
Thank you for joining us for the readings of the Midland Reporter-Telegram and the Odessa American. This is the Recording Library of West Texas, enriching the lives of individuals with physical, visual, and learning disabilities since 1963. You can hear this program on Recording Library of West Texas Radio and on demand with your computer or favorite mobile device at recordinglibrary.org.